This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live, where you too can call in with long, stupid, pointless hypotheticals. 603-283-6160. If you do want to share your opinions or your thoughts, you're more than welcome to 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And Cody.
And you know, I just don't see the point of hypotheticals once they get to a point where they're just so overwhelmingly unlikely to happen. It's like, sure, you might as well ask me, what if I woke up tomorrow and just felt like I wanted to reverse being trans and just live as a cis dude for the rest of my life? It's, sure, it's not technically impossible.
This is typical, like, libertarian master debating kind of stuff that goes on the internet, where all they have to do with their lives is just talk about freedom and talk about what these weird hypotheticals might be, whereas we here in New Hampshire are actually doing freedom. We're actually going out and making a difference. We're actually getting people elected. We're doing massive civil disobedience, things like that. That's happening here. All the people on the internet can do is just talk about it.
You have a good point, but I do have a hypothetical for people. What if the New Hampshire State House had a bill in it that called for the state of New Hampshire to peaceably declare independence if it was passed on the ballot? That's a hypothetical.
That's happening. No, that's happening.
You're correct. That is actually happening here in New Hampshire because we aren't spending our time debating silly hypotheticals.
Yeah.
And it's made some people upset. Some letters to the editor have been written.
Yeah. They mad.
And we're going to get into those. I'm looking forward to it because if you have haters, and I know this sounds like a bleak way of viewing the world, but realistically, if you have people who hate on you, you're doing something right.
It's the facts.
It is.
You don't take flack unless you're over the target.
It's such a bleak view of the world, though, man.
It's just the reality of the world. I mean,
I know, but
haters gonna hate, and if you're not doing anything that's worth hating, then they're not gonna pay attention to you. I mean, I wish they didn't exist either, but the reality is they do, and you just gotta move on and, you know. Oh, and in this case, not ignore them, but in this case, they're actually helping us because they're bringing more attention to, like, if these haters hadn't written these letters to the editor, then there'd be nothing to respond to in the news media because the media itself hasn't really caught on to this story yet. There hasn't been, like, you know, a big explosion of press coverage or anything like that. There hasn't even really been a little bit of press coverage at this point. But again, the bill hasn't
even gotten... I think there
will be. I think so, too. The bill hasn't even gotten a number yet, so it's like the press can't easily refer to it. You know, like, normally if there's an article about some bill that's being considered in Congress or state legislature, they say it's HB blah 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 or whatever it is, right? They can't really even do that yet, so I think the news media is kind of holding off on potential coverage on this, but the letters to the editor are coming out. Do you want to hear one of them?
Absolutely.
There's two of them. One of them, and I found this in the NH Exit group on a chat room on the Matrix server. So one of them is actually in the Daily Sun, which is a Laconia newspaper. Now, Laconia is in the Lakes region, and that's where Mike Sylvia is located. He's a Belmont state representative, which is one of the towns in the Lakes region. He's the guy who created this piece of legislation, this constitutional amendment. To the Daily Sun. This was published yesterday in there. So that means, Monday? Yeah. Or no. Yeah, Monday. 9 GOP members of the New Hampshire House of Representatives, including Michael Sylvia and Raymond Howard, representing Belknap County, have just betrayed the Pledge of Allegiance to the United States of America.
Look, I haven't said the Pledge of Allegiance since I was old enough to really understand what I was saying, and I suspect that's true of a lot of the libertarians here as well, the Free Staters. I don't think it's legally binding that I have, you know, absolutely, I said the Pledge of Allegiance when I was in kindergarten.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think I should be held to oaths that I swore when I was
5 years old.
But this gives you an idea of sort of the mentality of this person, that they believe that the Pledge of Allegiance is, you know, this important thing, and oh my God, you violated it.
Well, Sununu swore to uphold the New Hampshire Constitution, every single U.S. president has also sworn to uphold the U.S. Constitution.
How's that working out?
They didn't keep their oaths either.
They spend an every day trying to rewrite it.
So even if I did, you know, consider my Pledge of Allegiance to be valid, that's contingent upon them actually keeping their agreement as well, and they have not done that.
They don't want New Hampshire to be a part of these United States. Their co-sponsored bill, written by Belmont GOP Rep. Sylvia, provides that, quote, the state peaceably declares independence from the United States and proceeds as a sovereign nation, unquote.
I mean, he's right.
Beautiful. I know, exactly. It's beautiful what you just said. Why is he so upset?
Sylvia publicly announced on the Exit NH podcast, which he co-hosts, quote, we will be the first nation outside of the United States, unquote. First of all, I don't think there is an Exit NH podcast. There is an NH Exit podcast, and Mike Sylvia isn't the host of that. That's Russell Canning who hosts that. But, you know, he got that one wrong. Some 80 free staters, mostly registered Republicans in our state legislature, hold similar beliefs. This guy just doubled the number of free staters for us.
Thanks, dude.
That's amazing. He says they want anarchy over government.
Oh, yeah. I will take anarchy any day of the week.
Now, when each
that said,
of us,
I understand what anarchy means and what it actually is.
Now, when each of us says, I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, we must think of these traitors in our midst. They would succeed where our foreign enemies have failed. They would break up these United States of America. They would trample on...
Well, I don't want them to be these United States. I want them to be those United States.
As though that's what the foreign enemies' goals would have been if they had ever tried to, you know, bring tanks into the United... That wouldn't be the goal, would be to break up the United States. It would be to take over and, you know, militarily dominate. But regardless, he says they would trample on the graves of servicemen and women who died to preserve our one nation under God.
No one in the last century died to preserve the United States. They died to preserve the United States' domination and the control of the dollar.
But he is just strumming those notes as hard as he can. Those, you know, those sort of patriotic, oh, just
quoting. I know, I can hear the Star Spangled Banner playing as you read this.
From now on, we must say the names of GOP reps Dennis Green, Scott Wallace, Dustin Dodge, Peter Sarosian, William Foster, Matthew Sanchez Estasso, Glenn Bailey, and Belknap's Mike Sylvia, and Raymond Howard with the contempt they deserve. All Hampshireites, including Republicans, Democrats, and undeclared voters, must name, denounce, and vote out of office all free states and their sympathizers, and thereby diminish their anti-American beliefs, talk, and actions.
This dude just has no idea how badly they're losing, does he?
His name is Leonard Witt, and he is from the town of Sandwich.
Well,
obviously a Republican.
I don't know.
I think he is. Maybe we
don't know.
He sounds like a Republican, but we're only seeing more and more free staters ending up in the House of Representatives.
Yeah, apparently 80, according to this guy.
Well, it's for sure at least 40.
That's what I've heard, yeah.
And that's a higher number than it was last time.
That's what Jeremy Kaufman from the Free State Project has been pronouncing.
And I suspect that after the next representative elections, there are going to be more than 40.
Oh, and by the way...
That'd be nice.
And by the way, he sounds like an old Republican. And that's another thing you need to consider when moving to
New
Hampshire.
There's no other kind of Republican in New Hampshire.
That's true.
Well, I mean, that, but with the age, there's quite a lot of old people here.
Yeah, there are.
Yeah.
We are very young. We are going to outlive these people.
Yep.
Hugely.
I made a blog post about that when I joined the New Hampshire, Cheshire County Republicans. I looked around and I was like, these are all like very soon to be geriatric patients.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm surprised they can even get to those meetings.
Yeah, some of them.
And if you still have health care in a year, I mean, that might even quicken this equation. If you don't have a hospital to go to because there's no one working there anymore, or you're not getting your Fed dollars.
And all of that would be a result of, you know, the hospitals having to follow Biden's yet to actually be released mandate requiring people to, or hospitals rather, to require people to be vaccinated.
Right.
Which so far hasn't actually happened, but that's not stopping airlines and hospitals and other companies from implementing these policies, saying, oh, look, it's not our fault, it's Biden's fault.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if these letters are, because there's more than one. Like I said, there's also another one in the Seacoast by somebody else. I wonder if these are being coordinated.
Well, there was a progressive strategy meeting.
That's right.
Has that happened yet?
I believe it has.
So that guy did not sound like he would attend that particular meeting. Are the Republicans going to have their own strategy meeting as well?
I don't know. I mean, he does sort of strike against the Republicans in that letter. He may be a Democrat. But either way, yeah, there are definitely going to be Republicans who oppose this as well.
I feel like that was too much jingoism to be a Democrat. But I could be wrong. We've got another letter to the editor coming up because people are upset about the possibility of New Hampshire not being dependent on the United States government. 603-283-6111. It's Free Talk Live.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It is the best place to go to learn about cryptocurrency. And if you don't know anything about cryptocurrency, now's the best time, I believe. I'm not a financial advisor, but I believe that this is the best time you're going to get, probably for the foreseeable future, to get into cryptocurrency. The last I heard, Bitcoin was back up to like 64,000. It was just like hundreds of dollars away from a new all-time high.
Yeah, we're like $900 away right now.
So it's probably only going to keep going up based on these trends. And I don't really even think the demand for Bitcoin is what's driving this right now. I think it's just the inflation of the USD.
Mm-hmm.
There's more USD, therefore it takes more USD to buy a Bitcoin.
That's a huge factor, I suspect.
But who knows what's really going on? Maybe you don't even know what Bitcoin is. Go to Bitcoin.com, click Getting Started, take a few minutes out of your day to watch a few short videos about this world-changing information, because it is one of your best bets to get away from how the U.S. government is doing everything that it can. I mean, I'm not saying the U.S. government is trying to destroy the economy, but if they were trying to destroy the economy, what would they be doing differently?
Exactly.
Bitcoin.com. Learn about it, and if you already know about it, check out news.bitcoin.com, where you can stay up to date on all of the news and headlines that are relevant to you. That's news.bitcoin.com.
To your point on the demand or the Bitcoin moving around or whatever, there was an interesting observation. Somebody looked at the mempool. You can look at this. There's graphs and things like that. The mempool, for listeners that don't know, is where transactions that are waiting to be put into a block are sitting. So when you send a Bitcoin transaction, it goes into the mempool. And if there's not a lot of demand on the Bitcoin network, usually within the next 10 minutes, it'll get mined into a block, and once it's mined into the block, then it's permanent. It's there forever on this blockchain, which is one of the key technologies behind Bitcoin. Blockchain is, in this case, a public ledger that holds all the transactions that have ever happened on Bitcoin ever since the very beginning. So the mempool is this sort of important little waiting room, basically, for transactions. And when Bitcoin is full of transactions, meaning there's more transactions waiting in the mempool than it can take care of in one 10-minute block.
Right.
Then it has to keep going through them, right? Like every block, every 10 minutes, it tries to process as many of them as it can. But if there's a
certain
limit.
And when this happens, the transaction fee goes up.
The transaction fees go up, yeah. But what's happening is the mempool isn't full like it has been on previous times where the price has run up. So that leads to kind of your point of, well, is this more about the rising price or the lowering value, rather, of the dollar, as much as it is about high demand for Bitcoin? Although another point was made on this, and that is that a lot of people are buying their Bitcoin through centralized services like Coinbase or Square Cash or Cash App. And in those cases, when you make a purchase of Bitcoin, quote-unquote, through PayPal or Coinbase or one of these centralized services, there's not actually a Bitcoin transaction that goes on the network for that.
That's true. They just credit that amount to your account, but they hold it in their wallet.
Correct. So even if there is increased activity of purchasing, because of all the centralization around Bitcoin, it may not actually show on the blockchain.
Well, I would hope that anyone out there who's doing that would immediately move their cryptocurrency off of Coinbase.
Mm-hmm. Once you get enough to make it worthwhile, if you're buying a dollar's worth of Bitcoin, you'll probably have to wait for a bit.
Yeah, true. But I can't imagine too many people are buying a dollar worth of Bitcoin. But hey, to be fair, $1 worth of Bitcoin is better than $0 worth of Bitcoin.
If all you got's a dollar a week to spend on Bitcoin, I would do it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, if I were you.
I mean, there's no reason not to.
Yeah.
And just about everyone could afford to spend a dollar per week on cryptocurrency. And
no doubt.
Based on the trend, I mean, it's up like, what, 600% in the last 2 years, something like that?
Probably at least that.
Imagine turning your $1 into
$6. Yeah.
I mean, it sounds minor, but if you did that every single week, then you're turning
up
$52 into $30.
Yeah, it adds up.
So, yeah. Definitely head on over to Bitcoin.com. Did I mean 300?
You said 32. Or $30. You said 52 to 30.
Yeah, you're correct. So head on over to Bitcoin.com to find out more about it if you haven't already. Someone mentioned at one point New Hampshire having its own state currency, which seems silly to me. Yeah, it is.
Who said that?
I don't know. Someone in one of our online discussions.
There are these things that are going to come up again and again as New Hampshire gets closer and closer to declaring independence. And obviously that's something that people are going to talk about. But yeah, we definitely don't want a centralized state currency. I think that a lot of the people leading this movement would agree with that.
What if it was backed by gold?
Well, we don't need that. We already have the New Hampshire gold back.
Right.
They could just Use that as the currency.
And that's where I was going with that.
Or Bitcoin.
We already have the option.
But you don't need crypto, the state to anoint something. You don't need the state to say, this is the official state. No, just let the market decide.
And I think the market would choose cryptocurrency and gold backs.
I hope so.
Certain,
somebody will still
they're
use the dollar.
Popular.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
They wouldn't outlaw the dollar, wouldn't they? Hey, if you want to use the U.S. dollar, go for it. That's what El Salvador does.
Tons of places on the planet use the dollar.
Yeah, but see, a lot of people, in their heads, they think, oh, well, if you're a nation, you have to have your own centralized state-run currency.
False.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
It's not necessary. Bitcoin, gold, all of these things will work just fine, and they're already popular here in New Hampshire.
But first, we got to get through these haters. They are hating. In the letters to the editor, Seacoast Online, you want to hear this one?
Absolutely.
This one was published also yesterday in the Portsmouth Herald. To the editor, 9 New Hampshire legislators have submitted a resolution for our state to, quote, peaceably declare independence from the United States and proceed as a sovereign nation, unquote, i.e. secede from the Union. And then in parentheses, they say, they don't seem to have given much thought to what the consequences of such action would be, were it ever to happen.
Quite the opposite. Some of the people involved in this, like the guy at Liberty Block, Alu, has written multiple books about what would happen.
Yeah.
That opening sounded similar to the last one.
Sure did.
It was suspicious, and it was published on the same day.
It gets a little different, though. The secession proposal comes from members of the Free State Project, a group of anti-government zealots from around the nation.
By the way, Sylvia, yes, he's Free Stater?
Mm-hmm.
What about the other 9?
I don't recognize their names. Except for Matt Santanastasso, I don't recognize the other names.
Okay, interesting.
And Matt is, I believe, a Free Stater.
Interesting.
Did the previous letter even name drop Matt Santanastasso?
Yeah, it went through the whole list of sponsors.
Okay.
Of which there are 9 co-sponsors.
Where New Hampshire allows a maximum of 10,
that's correct.
By the way.
Who've been moving to New Hampshire for the past 2 decades with a stated goal of taking over state government and creating a libertarian, quote, utopia, unquote. They selected New Hampshire as their target because of our small population and our narrow political balance, making it possible for them to have a significant effect on legislative actions. Hey, all right. I guess this person's admitting we've had a significant effect.
I mean, he did their research on the Free State Project and why New Hampshire was chosen, so there's that.
And now he cites where he's getting his information from. According to Free State Project Watch at freestateprojectwatch.org, there are more than 40 Free Staters in the New Hampshire legislature today, elected as Republicans.
This person's definitely a Democrat. I'm positive that website is run and controlled by Democrats.
Run by the left, yeah, for sure. Some suggest the number, including sympathizers, may be as high as 100. Talk about an endorsement of how successful we have been here. Not only, and I knew about this Free State Project Watch group. They've been around for several election seasons. What they do is they try to out the Free Staters. They try to, like, investigate all the candidates and figure out who the Free Staters are and figure out who the friends of the Free Staters are. And then they publish a list, which basically works as, like, a voter's guide.
I know, right?
Like, tell me who I can vote for who's a Free Stater, because I don't know them all.
That's true.
But there's more this guy has to say.
And it's very nice of them to put that list together so that we have, if we don't bother doing research, we can just head on over there and check out, hey, who do you hate? Because that's who I'm voting for.
Yeah, I've never done that much work, and they're doing it all for us.
603-283-6160. It's free talk.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. As the border crisis continues, Secretary of State Anthony Blinken on Tuesday met with the Ecuadorian foreign prime minister to discuss the wave of illegal immigrants from Latin American countries coming into the United States. Blinken saying the United States and Ecuador will work together to control the influx of illegal immigrants.
Another issue that is challenging everyone in the hemisphere, and that's regional migration. Ecuador is experiencing this issue firsthand. Hundreds of thousands of Venezuelans settling here in recent years.
Contract tracing is underway after the Homeland Security Secretary tested positive for COVID. A department spokesman saying Alejandro Mayorkas tested positive prior to traveling. Mayorkas is fully vaccinated, and he's dealing with what's described as mild congestion. And you're listening to USA Radio News. President Biden is continuing to meet with both moderate and progressive Democrats to try to get a price tag on the budget reconciliation bill, as moderates have said they want to see the price come down from the originally proposed $3.5 trillion. Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul joins Fox News and says the price will still add up over time.
They're not really whittling down what they're going to spend it on. They're just whittling down how long they're going to count the accounting period to be. So if it costs $5 trillion over 5 years and they only count $1 trillion, then that's $1 trillion. But that isn't making the program small. The programs are still enormous.
Striking John Deere workers are getting financial support from a GoFundMe page. Thousands of union members hit the picket lines last week in Iowa, Illinois, and Kansas. The fundraiser has brought in more than $50,000 within 3 days. The NBA season kicks off Tuesday night with the world champion Milwaukee Bucks hosting the Brooklyn Nets. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live, and good news, we're finally planning the episode of Free Your Talk Live that is coming up in about 2 hours, strategizing how we're going to position the camera so that you can see the maximum amount of suffering that we're going to experience as we eat ghost peppers and Carolina Reapers. Well, Conan at least is going straight for the Reaper. I'm not doing that. I want to build up to it. And I'm using ghost peppers to build up to the Reaper, so it's already starting bad. But you can watch that at video.freetalklive.com. That's our Odyssey channel. It'll take you straight to our page. You can like and subscribe and all of that great stuff. Odyssey is a decentralized blockchain-based media sharing protocol that is based on library. And basically there, we can't be censored. I mean, they do have some rules. They don't allow nudity or pornography and stuff like that. But in general, they leave us alone. They're never going to ban us from medical misinformation or any of that nonsense. And a newcomer has joined the Odyssey platform, as you were sharing with us earlier, the James Rolfe, who plays the angry video game nerd.
Yeah, one of the most, I would say, longest-running YouTube channels out there with over 3.5 million subscribers. It does not just angry video game nerd, but they do movie reviews and things like that. They're now on Odyssey.
Yes, and that's a huge development. I've been a fan of his for many, many, many years.
don't watch him so much anymore, but there was a time where, you know, I always fall asleep watching television. I would just put it on one of his videos and go to sleep.
He's talented. I've enjoyed him for probably 15 years. I mean, I've been a longtime viewer of that channel.
I've never seen this guy before.
Really?
Why has YouTube never recommended all the crap they recommend me? You guys are claiming this guy's all right.
I mean, you grew up playing, like, the NES and Super Nintendo and stuff, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean,
you'd love it. He's all about reviewing
that channel. I have some channels, some retro channels that I watch regularly. This guy has never come across my feed.
You have to watch the Angry Video Game Nerd, dude. It is highly worth watching.
Yeah. I mean, it's a little juvenile at times, but that's just sort of the character that that he plays. It is a lot of fun. They put a lot of effort into doing these game reviews, and I don't think he's libertarian or anything like that, and they never really let on to their politics.
Which is good.
There was some sort of... They did reveal that they seemed to be taking COVID pretty seriously, so I suspect they're sort of kind of mainstream in that way. I think they're located in, like, Philly or New Jersey or something like that.
Speaking of these virtue signalers, nothing has infuriated me more than seeing some channels that I have watched for years.
Coming out
producers,
with their views.
And they're on their stupid... they're producing a video with them by themselves in a room all by their lonesomes.
Yeah.
With a mask on.
They never went that far.
You know, not talking any COVID nonsense. They're going on talking about whatever they usually talk about, whether it's reviews or it's theories or whatnot.
Well, it's because they don't want to get lynched by the
right
mob.
Up. I would tune
and
that
I,
right
And
up.
I have. Yeah. Absolutely have. I just don't understand at what level of insanity you've gone to.
And you know what? I don't want to see it in fiction either. Like, they're starting to put it in fictional shows from what I've seen. I've seen some screenshots from some, like, television shows where they're putting the masks
shows. I've seen some photoshops of movies where they have gone in and put masks on.
Yeah, no. I don't know if they've happened to movies yet, but they've definitely there's like been some television shows where it's part of the production where they're actually the characters.
I'm really glad I don't watch television then.
Well, yeah. I think a lot of people our age don't watch television unless it's movies on the old Netflix and whatnot.
Well, I don't even really watch shows. Like you've been watching Squid Game.
I don't know if you can classify that as a show though. They're like mini movies. It's like a long 9-hour movie.
They've gotten that good, like the production quality is.
Oh, it's
up on
wonderful!
Television
it's really,
days.
It's
yeah,
really.
I agree.
It's really crisp.
It used to be that you know, in the 80s and the 90s, you could easily tell the difference between a movie and a TV show.
I mean, even South Park, which is what a 25
South
minutes.
I have to make an exception because I did finally watch the pandemic and vaccination specials of South Park.
Yeah,
was one of the things I wanted to say about James Nintendo Nerd. Like he did a lot of production value. Basically all by himself in the early days. I think he's got a team that he works with now, of his buddies or whatever, that help him, and they probably all make money off of it or whatever. But, you know, just he really showed how much production value you could just do at home back in the mid-aughts and nowadays, yeah. Like special effects and, like, all kinds of stuff. Like, he did an amazing job, and I think he probably inspired a lot of young people to... you know, do their own video work and get into that world. So there's probably a lot of people that owe him for that.
And make Hollywood work for their money. Really, really take them to task. There's, you know, you got kids who are producing, you know, content that was highly produced content, and they have more viewers than some Hollywood movies, Hollywood producers.
Yeah, and he's managed to keep the same character and the same gimmick pretty fresh for the last 15 years.
It died off for several years. He stopped doing it.
He never really stopped. He slowed him down, I think, at one point.
Then he did the retro Mega Man reviews from the PC games, and he pointed out in there that, you know, the reason that they stopped making Mega Man is because they couldn't just do the same thing over and over and over. And he alluded to that was why he was, you know, cutting back on the videos.
Yeah. They're still doing them, though, and they're still pretty great. So kudos to him. So do y'all want to hear the rest of this letter to the editor?
Oh, yeah.
Seacoast Online. This is the Seacoast of New Hampshire.
Came out the same morning.
Same exact morning. Touches on a couple of the same exact points. This one is a little more honest. This one says where they're coming from. The Free State Project Watch, which is a group of haters, a group of arch status, people who love big government and have been watching the Free Staters. By the way,
they can watch from Massachusetts.
Yeah. Those of you out there who are liberty-minded folks listening to this show, maybe you're active with like the Libertarian Party or something else in your area. Is there a Libertarian Party watch group that keeps abreast of all of your party activities and every one of your candidates on the ballot and actively writes letters to the editor and various different other things to
and have secret strategy meetings where they all get together from the entire state. They all get together in, say, Nashua or something to talk and strategize about how they're going to deal with you.
Does that happen anywhere else besides New Hampshire? I'm going to tell you right now, no. No, it doesn't, because libertarians everywhere else have no effect. They have no chance of winning anything. And the
because they're too small a number.
Yeah, the opposition knows that. And so they don't. There is no opposition to the libertarians. They just laugh at you.
And I have to inform these people. You know, I tried this. I formed the Libertarian Party of the county that I lived in when I lived in Mississippi.
Mm-hmm.
And we got a total of 3 members. There were 30-something registered libertarians within that county.
Yeah.
I sent all of them letters, tried to get their email addresses.
Never showed up.
Never a single one of them. The only ones who ever showed up were the 3 of us who formed the stupid thing, and we never achieved anything.
It wouldn't have made a difference if the 30 showed up.
It wouldn't have, but, you know...
Would have felt better.
It would have felt better.
Let me go on here. There are more than 40 Free Staters in the New Hampshire legislature today. Alone, a greater accomplishment than anything the Libertarian Party has ever done in its entire 50-year history.
But the Libertarian Party is upset because these people don't have L's next to their names.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Hey, look, they got elected and they're Libertarians. Elected as Republicans, they point out. Some suggest the number, including sympathizers, may be as high as 100. The primary
goal... We have sympathizers!
Yes. The primary goal of Free Staters is to reduce the role of the federal government as espoused by the American Legislative Exchange Council, or ALEC. ALEC says the Framers, which I've never heard of this group, says the framers intended for states to cede only a minuscule amount of power to the national government, and that over time, the amassing of federal power, quote, has led to overregulation and redundant bureaucracy, unquote.
Well, those are all true statements.
Even international relations should be in the hands of state legislators, Alex says, as they are, quote, stakeholders in many of the most important national and international issues of the day, unquote. While it is true that in crafting our federal system, the founders stressed that power derives from the people and governmental functions should be carried out at the lowest level practicable, over time, developments in commerce and technology have made it increasingly necessary to regulate matters at national or even international levels.
That's not true at all.
That's absolutely false information.
But that's what they believe.
Yeah, well, that's what they're taught in school these days, to not know how to do anything, to not be able to do anything on your own. You got to ask permission. You got to have someone do it for you.
And we don't need the federal government to set a speed limit on how fast a truck delivering product can travel from Texas to Arkansas.
To reflect nostalgically on simpler days of the 18th century before automobiles, airplanes, and computers.
Simpler days when we were all pooping out in the woods.
It's not a sound basis for running our country today, and they've got 2 more short paragraphs.
Neither is a bunch of dead people who died in the 19th century who said that the Union had to be perpetual because they were going to kill anyone who didn't agree. That's no way to run a country either. We have to try something new, and I think independence is the new thing. 603-283-6160. It's Free Talk Live.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows or our unique neck and body
body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation, come in a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. With you tonight is Aria.
It's Ian.
And Conan.
And last year we told you about Intercoin, which can help any business and organization launch their own currency or raise money using their own tokens. So now Intercoin.org has launched worldwide. If there's a token you want to launch or an app you want to build, go to Intercoin.org, enter your email, and the team will get in touch and learn about your needs. That's intercoin.org, intercoin.org. And while you're there, if you want, go ahead and pick up some Intercoin for yourself. Again, intercoin.org. We're talking about haters here who are hating on the Free State Project. And
because we matter. Free Staters, libertarians in New Hampshire, which it's a larger movement than just the Free State Project. Like, for instance, you didn't sign the Free State Project pledge when you moved here.
Correct. So. And I really have no affiliation with the Free State Project. I'm a supporter of the idea.
Yeah, technically I'm not a member of the Free State Project either, but I like what they're doing, so...
They kicked you out or something, right?
No, I actually resigned
years
ago after they kicked me out of Porkfest. But I'm welcome back at Porkfest now. So, you
which
know,
is good.
Bridges have been mended, which I'm glad about.
Yeah, I certainly support and approve of what the Free State Project is doing.
Yeah, I love it.
The Free State Project as an idea is one of the best things I've ever heard. Because libertarians, they're everywhere, but they're everywhere in very small numbers.
Right.
Like, if we could take those three libertarians in the county that I'm from and move them here, they would be significantly more able to access and alter the political system than if they had stayed in Mississippi. And, of course, most of them did, but I came here, so, hey, that's progress.
Yeah, if we had three dozen more libertarians in the city of Keene, you would have gotten through the primary election.
That's true. The very poorly advertised primary election that fewer than 1,000 people even voted in.
That's what I'm saying. It was literally a few dozen votes was the difference between you not making it.
I suspect that only Democrats voted for me would be my Democrats and other libertarians would be my best guess. I don't either, because there's no way of knowing who voted for who, but I did get ousted. And I'm not terribly upset by that.
People are mad. They don't like the free staters here, some of them, because, well, they're statists. They love the government. And they know that the free staters, liberty activists, are a threat. In fact, that's what the final paragraph here suggests from this hater that wrote a letter to the editor about the proposal, constitutional amendment to declare independence. This person, Don Nolte, by the way, is their name, from Exeter. That's a seacoast person. Says secessionists are by definition not patriots.
Now, and he is absolutely correct.
And with their growing representation in our state and local government, free staters pose a palpable risk. They have been introducing, which that has never been said about libertarians outside of New Hampshire ever.
And I want to be clear, I don't hate the National Libertarian Party.
Me neither. I became a libertarian because of the libertarian presidential candidate in 1996 and 2000.
I just don't think it's an effective vehicle for securing change. I mean, sure.
It's proven ineffective.
Yeah, getting 3% of the vote or whatever it was Gary Johnson got when he ran in 2012 or whenever it was. Mm-hmm. Sure, that's kind of impressive. That's neat. But you're never going to get better than that in the whole United States versus what's happening here in New Hampshire, where there are 40-ish free state representatives in the House.
There's not even, I don't think, one free, you know, liberty rep in, you know, Ron Paul's gone, right? So, like, and he didn't run as a libertarian to win. So, like, the libertarians literally have almost no success stories under their ballot. I think they're under the belt. I think there is one person in Wyoming who did win, like, a state rep seat or something, and that's because they went up in a two-way race. There was not a third. There was not, like, a Republican in the race, so it was a libertarian versus a Democrat in Wyoming. So now you know why they won.
Sure.
Right? That's all they got.
And even that's a local race. Yeah.
After 50 years. Of being a libertarian party.
And anyway, in what, like 20 years, the Free State 20. Project has accomplished this.
Yeah. Yeah, because the Free State Project first 5,000 members voted on which state to choose, because it wasn't New Hampshire in the beginning, it was 10 different states. New Hampshire won that vote overwhelmingly.
Well, the alternative was like Alaska.
Alaska was number 3 on the
was it really?
I believe it was number 3.
I'm not unhappy that Alaska did not win.
Maybe it was number 4.
It's just too far away.
I thought Alaska was number 2. But no, I wasn't there, and I don't know the Free State Project history. Yeah,
yeah, at this point. But New Hampshire won overwhelmingly, and the migration began in late 2003. So, yeah, it hasn't even quite been 20 years. They've been introducing proposals to slash local and state budgets. Undermine
the horror.
Undermine public education. Neglect roads.
Wait, hold
on. Bridges.
They did undermine public education. I got to give them that. But they undermined public education by giving people a choice on how to educate their children.
You mean the education savings accounts, as I believe they're called?
Yes.
Yeah.
Where the state of New Hampshire will just give you the money they would have spent having your kid in public school so you can do something else, like send them to a private school or whatever.
That just happened this year. By the way,
the state isn't really contributing all that much. Most of it's coming from your community. Mm-hmm. So you got to take that up with your damn council members.
But if the public education system is so bad that offering people the choice of doing something else is undermining the public health education system, then the public education system sucks,
and I don't
know why you're trying to funnel everyone through it.
Because they want them to brainwash. They want the kids under their control.
Well, it's not happening in New Hampshire.
He says we're trying to neglect roads, bridges, and other infrastructure.
What is he talking about? There's too much road work being done in New Hampshire.
I have not yet heard of any free staters saying, no, we don't need to fix the roads. I mean, it's ridiculous. And overturn community priorities. For more, see the website granitestateprogress.org, which is the group that created the other site he mentions in the beginning, Free State Project Watch. It's Granite State Progress that is behind that particular group. It's their project.
And that's the progressive group that just had a... meeting about how to combat the Free State Project.
They sure did.
It sounds like this is coordinated.
And that wasn't their first meeting, by the way. They've had meetings like this over the last several years.
We could easily coordinate our own letters to the editor.
What we can do about this, since Free Staters run as Republicans and since other Republicans support many of their priorities, is to show up at the polls and elect Democrats. Regardless of impediments Republicans place in the way of voting, we need to fight our way through and vote.
Yeah, I don't... Voting along party lines, dude, is how the Republicans ended up with me as their sheriff candidate last year. It's not a good idea. And even though you're a Democrat, you should have learned something from that experience. If you start doing that, just blindly voting for Democrats, I got news for you. Libertarians aren't stupid. We'll just start running as Democrats.
I hope they already are. I don't have any evidence that, you know, of who they might be, but there have been Free Staters who have run and won election as Democrats. Unfortunately, one of them got turned, it seems, completely into a Democrat and renounced their Free State origins. And the other one sort of remained friendly with Free Staters, but also kind of publicly spoke against them. So, like, the Democrats have a lot more lockdown on their party and a lot of control over who gets to run and who doesn't, apparently, from what I understand. So it's a lot harder to kind of infiltrate them.
Well, I'm not going to infiltrate them, but I am going to join the Democrats as my next thing.
Oh, really?
Well, I
mean, after next year where you go to the Republican convention?
Yeah. Okay. I'm waiting until after that. I mean, I burned the bridges with the Republicans. I mean,
oh, yeah, they ended up kicking all of us out of the the Republican Party here or something like that in Keene.
Really? I didn't know about that.
Basically, yeah.
It was a lot of fun. I attended that meeting topless wearing a leash.
Wasn't it spiked? Like a spiked collar or something like that?
I don't remember if it was spiked or not. It probably would have been, right. But it was a lot of fun. And yeah, they basically just kicked us all out and said, you're not welcome anymore.
I think I would have kicked you out, too.
Well, I did it as a troll, obviously.
Obviously.
Because they chose to have this meeting in the privacy and comfort of my home, and I choose to be topless more often than not in the comfort of my home. If they don't want me to be topless, they shouldn't have the meeting in my house. That was my reasoning. But I came up with the idea because I was like, how can I most troll the Republicans at the New Hampshire Republican Committee? And obviously the answer is, they're calling me a guy. I might as well just attend this thing topless. But I don't think I can get away with that.
Yeah, there's probably a dress code.
Yeah. So I instead did it in the Cheshire County Republican meeting or whatever meeting it was. So I have to come up with something else to troll them. But once I'm done trolling them there, then, yeah, I'm registering as a Democrat and carrying on with my shenanigans.
I wonder when that meeting is next year. We have to figure that out so you don't miss it.
Yeah, they're not going to tell me.
I suspect they're going to lose your invitation in the mail or something like that.
But luckily, we know someone who is not known to be affiliated with us, who also won his election.
That's right.
And will therefore be a delegate as well, and he will absolutely tell us. And I don't know, we got to brainstorm ways to troll them.
Plus Matt, our Thursday night co-host, won because he won.
That was the person I was referring to.
Well, he won. I think they know he's affiliated with us, but he won a seat because he won the primary. Even though he didn't win the actual election, he's now got a seat on the Republican convention for 2022. So we're actually going to have a couple of Keeniacs heading that way. I think Bob, too, Penguin's boyfriend. Partner.
Exciting things happening in New Hampshire. You should get up here and join in the fun while it's still fun and while we're not banging our heads against the wall, actually succeeding in doing stuff. 603-283-6160 is Free Talk Live.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at Wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.